You know, one thing I was, you know, I thought about, and I explained to people, and they're like, well, why is so much stuff, you know, why was there so much music happening in the Detroit or in the suburbs? And this theory I had is because, you know, kind of like the working class economy in Detroit, I think people did have a pretty high, the working class people did have a higher standard of living because of the auto industry for a really long time. And plus people had basements or garages. And so parents could kind of indulge their kids and like, oh, you want an electric guitar for Christmas? Okay. You know, it seemed like it was like a fertile ground just because of the economic and just how, you know, there was places to, you know, you could play rock and roll music, you know, in a garage or in a basement.